Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
Today's Dr. Jazz Hour will feature the career and music of trombonist Al Gray. Albert Thornton Gray was born in Aldi, Virginia, but the family moved to Pottstown, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia. His father, a trumpeter, led a youth band, and Al played baritone and tuba. He joined the Navy during World War II and was stationed at Great Lakes, where he played trombone in a band. After his discharge in 1946, Gray joined Benny Carter, then Jimmy Lunsford, and then with Lionel Hampton for 5 years. Hampton's wife fired Gray for walking off the stage early. Well, he had a date. After that, he played in the big bands of Dizzy Gillespie and Count Basie before going on his own. He led several of his own bands and appeared as a sideman on several hundred recordings. Gray was an expert at playing trombone with a plunger. He passed away in 2000 at 74. Gray joined the Jimmy Lunsford Band in 1947, shortly before Lunsford died suddenly. He was in on the recording of a silly one called Water Faucet. In 1988, Gray appeared on organist Jimmy McGriff's Blue to the Bone album, so here's Ain't That Funk for You. On his 1958 album, The Atomic Mr. Basie, the Count featured the trombones of Al Gray, Benny Powell, and Henry Coker on Teddy the Toad.
Kitchen sink goes drop, 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 gonna blow my top, cause the faucet can't go. Water faucet, drip, drip, drip. Water faucet, drip, drip, drip. Water faucet, drip, drip, drip. Plug up that leak in that BC.
Won't somebody come in and fix this thing? Nothing but drip, drip, drip all the time. Looks like this water faucet is gonna wash me out. Well, I guess I better go ahead on and fix it myself. I'll just take this hacksaw here and eliminate the lower extremities of this forgout, forgout.
All I need is an axe and a hammer, and I'll bet a fat man I'll fix anything. Look here. Oh, I messed this up.
Hey, but the manager. Looks like the tide is rising. I can't stop this flood.
Well, I guess I just have to go ahead and swim over to the window in order to get out of all of this H2O.
That's all right, Mr. Manager. You don't have to stop this bout, because right now I'm floating on the furniture and I'm sailing right out.
Why, this bank board in the drain is making a perfect raft.
My nerve.
Thank you.
trombone work of Al Gray is the focus of today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Bassist Milt Hinton included Gray in a sextet on Charlie Parker's Now's the Time in 1989. Solos by Gray on trombone, Flip Phillips clarinet, Clark Terry trumpet, Norman Simmons piano, and Hinton on bass. Gray demonstrates his expertise with the muted trombone on the title track on John Hendrix's album Fast Livin' Blues of 1961. After that, from Gray's 1959 release, The Last of the Big Plungers, you'll hear Duke Ellington's Don't Get Around Much Anymore with an octet.
Thank you. Nothing but a waste. What I say, Al Green, you better stop that fast living. 'Cause that fast living ain't nothing but a waste. Well, you better slow down. Slow down and cool a day. Yes, you better try long slow and live at a turtle's pace. Slow, all you people, live at a turtle's pace. Cause if you read that story rightly, it was the turtle that won the race. Smoking and drinking, so naturally the young folks do the same. And when you ask the grown-ups about it, well, they say the children are to blame. Well, it's that fast living. Fast living ain't nothing but a waste. Better slow down, all you people. Slow down and cool a day. They ain't no kin. People don't love one another. That's why they're in the shape they're in. It's that fast living. Well, fast living ain't nothing but a way. Well, you better cut out all that fast living. Slow down.
We are enjoying the playing of trombonist Al Gray on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Trumpet man Thad Jones included Gray in a sextet on his 1959 album, Motor City Scene. Here's Minor on Tap, with Billy Mitchell on tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Gray teamed up with organist Jack McDuff with Me and Jack in 1996. You'll hear Gray Rose Shore.
Bye. Thank you.
This Dr. Jazz Hour about trombone man Al Gray will begin with 22 Cent Stomp from an album titled Digital Duke, featuring an all-star big band doing Duke Ellington standards. And we'll finish this Dr. Jazz Hour with one from Al Gray's Fab album of 1992. Here's Dio Dotti with the Large Combo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.